Welcome to another edition of Commercial Service Market Brief. I'm Doug Barry in Washington. Today we're speaking with Paul Taylor, a commercial officer with the U.S. Commercial Service in Beijing, and Gao Yan, a commercial specialist at the American Embassy in Beijing. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Last fall, the Chinese central government announced an impressive economic stimulus package of some $586 billion. And depending on where the money comes from, whether it's national or provincial or local sources, that total could well exceed $1 trillion. And what we're trying to get at today is the implication this may have for the electronics and information technology sectors in particular. And as you two track developments in the IT sector from your respective locations, we are especially glad to explore this topic with you. And Paul, let's start with you. How about an update? What is the current status of the Chinese stimulus package, and what is the timetable for pitchforking the money out?
Thanks, Doug. As you mentioned, the overall stimulus package was announced last November, in November of 2008. The details at that time were relatively vague and actually to date remain somewhat vague. The details are, though, beginning to sort of come together. And in just last month, in February, the central government did approve a plan to boost the electronics and information industry. This plan for the IT industry is one of 10 industry plans that together will form the overall umbrella $4 trillion, $500 and some billion stimulus package. That package was approved this month in March by the Chinese legislative body just within the last couple weeks. So the details are beginning to come together, and additional details will be made more clear in the coming months. The package is intended to be spent over the next 2 to 3 years. Some industries seem to have a two-year plan, while other industries, including the IT and telecom industries, are going to be spent out over the next 3 years.
Okay, and do you have any sort of qualms or doubts about the government's ability to get that money onto the street, as it were?
No, the you might say the nice thing about the Chinese economic structure is that it is in these times it is an advantage to have relatively tight government control over the entire economy. The Chinese government does have the ability to open the taps and get spending out onto the street. Much of the stimulus package will actually be in the form of bank loans, and those loans will go through the government-owned and controlled banks. So very quickly, we will see real money flowing out of those banks and out of the Chinese ministries out onto the street.
Okay, and thanks, Paul. And I think that our listeners are particularly interested in what are the specific opportunities that exist for them with all this money coming online. And Gao Yan, I turn to you and ask you to give us some specifics.
Okay, Doc. We know that China's support plan will emphasize a lot on promoting the indigenous innovation and foster the development of domestic Chinese IT companies. But, you know, for foreign companies, they still can have some opportunity. And, the core of the 10 support plans is to boost the increase of domestic consumption. And for IT industry, there's a rural household appliance subsidy program. And this is an example of, you know, how they boost the domestic consumption. The other point that I'd like to mention, you know, is that for implementation of the support plans, actually rely heavily on technology upgrade. This has actually been listed as one of the 7 measures to be taken in the IT industry support plan. It is said that China will spend roughly 20 billion RMB for the check upgrading, and it has actually been listed as one of the seven measures to be taken in the IT industry support plan. China will spend 20 billion RMB on this, and China will have more investment in new technologies, new materials, new equipment. This will bring a lot of opportunities to U.S. companies who has advantage in these areas.
Okay, so the Chinese government and private industry are going on a buying spree for IT, but do you have any sense of how many of these billions might be spent on imports of IT products rather than homegrown ones?
It's hard to say, you know, how many we spend on buying export and how many will be spent on a lot. Actually, we spend on, you know, to increase the current technology status of the Chinese local companies. But you know, during this upgrading and reform, they will need a lot of new technology and maybe software, and this will combine with the IT application in the traditional industries. So for the U.S. companies who have unique technology and advanced technology, they will have some opportunity here, but it's hard to say, you know, the percentage.
Yes, and Paul, Americans and others around the world have been waiting for a long time for, as you put it, the Chinese government to open the spigot and start to spend millions and billions of dollars that they have accumulated in their treasury.
The Chinese economy now is very much on the brink of major changes. Over the last 20 to 30 years, during China's opening to the world and to the outside markets, China's economic engine has been driven by exports. The vast majority of China's economic activity has been in manufactured goods being exported to developed markets, the United States, Japan, Western Europe. That is beginning to change as those markets have slowed down and demand has decreased. China has seen a very quick impact on its economic engine. That the leadership in Beijing has realized that in order to continue growth, which is very, very important for social stability in China, that economic engine is going to have to be partially redirected towards domestic consumption. So the major push now, as Gao Yan has just mentioned, is to increase domestic consumption by, in some cases, providing incentives for consumers to begin to open their pockets.
Okay. And does this mean then that China will become more open to imports as a result of all of the spending?
I think you could best answer that with a qualified yes. China's economy and China's market will continue to maintain a rather opaque characteristic. It's oftentimes the trade barriers getting products into China can be difficult for companies to clear, and the current economic crisis and the changes in the direction of the economy in China are not going to change that overnight. That being said, though, the Chinese government does realize that foreign investment into the economy is also a major and very, very important driver of the economy, and have realized that the recent decrease in foreign investment coming into China because of the economic crisis could spell a difficult times ahead for China. To stem that decrease in foreign direct investment coming into China, the Chinese government has begun limited changes in policies to make the market slightly more open than it has been in the past.
Well, given all of these qualifiers and the opaqueness and ambivalence that still seems to surround attitudes towards opening up the market further, This would suggest that U.S. companies that are listening to this podcast today should proceed warily, or should they make sure that they do their due diligence by working with your office and your colleagues throughout China to make sure that they take full advantage of the opportunities as they are unfolding now?
I think that companies listening to the podcast, companies that are interested in exploring the market, or if they're already here, furthering their development of the China market, their first stop should certainly be with the U.S. Embassy, the U.S. consulates around China. Talk to the commercial officers and the local commercial specialists, and begin to develop an understanding of not only the opportunities that are available, but much more importantly, or just as importantly, the problems that you should be watching out for and the things to try to avoid.
Well, that's great. And Gao Yan, can you give us some specific advice about where we can go for more information?
For information, we can use, you know, for the Ministry of Industry and Information Technologies official website. This is a good source for, you know, getting this kind of policy issues. The website is www.miit.gov.cn. They can also go to our commercial service website, which is www.biusa.gov. Another good source is China Central Government's website, is www.gov.cn.
Okay, and of course, our listeners can also go to export.gov and also to call the toll-free number at 1-800-USA-TRADE. And of course, you can also go to your local export assistance center, and you can find the contact information for that local center on export.gov. And so, Paul and Gao Yan, we really appreciate you sharing with us today valuable insights for American IT firms looking to understand and pursue the opportunities as you describe them in the evolving and maturing Chinese economic stimulus package. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Doug. It's been a great pleasure.
Great. You're very welcome. And signing off from Beijing and here in Washington, D.C., I'm Doug Barry. Thanks for listening. And we hope to see you and hear you again on another Commercial Service Market Brief. Bye for now.